You've described the cast of Return of Nukem High as the best trauma cast ever. What has separated them from previous trauma films?
Well, they are especially involved in the creative aspect of the film. All of our casts are very much involved in rewriting the script, but this particular group is such a strong unit. That two of them are just about married, and they all have become totally devoted to making Volume 1 and Volume 2 the best. They're just they're involved in the movie 24/7. They just love the movie, and that's the most. I think it's the most enthusiastic and hardworking and creative cast we've ever had.
That's great. And you've also been an advocate for independent art for so many years. How have you and Choma been able to stay true to who you guys are as artists for almost 4 years now?
Well, we've been lucky enough to attract a strong fans who support us, and our movies are movies of the future. We make the kind of movies that people 20 years from now will be making. So we stay ahead of the game. We do what we believe in. We do movies that come from the heart, and we have a very loyal and hard-working fan base who support us and keep us alive.
Yeah. And also, you support independent art in many ways, whether it's like donating to Aster and Clay's Indiegogo project, to cameoing in other people's projects. What do you think needs to be done for independence to come to the forefront of art?
Well, the word independent has been stolen by the big conglomerates, so that you have movies that are called independent, but basically they are made by vassals of the big conglomerates, so they're not going to be changing the world very much. I think what we need to do, first of all, is to protect the net neutrality on the Internet, to make sure that the open Internet, the free, open, and diverse Internet, remains intact so that we're all equal on the Internet. The Internet is the last democratic medium, and we should all be emailing and telephoning and buttonholing our elected representatives to make sure that they know that if net neutrality and the free, open, democratic Internet goes away, so will they. So will our elected representatives go away.
Definitely.
I think that's a major project right now for anyone who's in internet, anyone who's involved in any kind of independent activities, anyone who wants to preserve the level playing field of the internet. Troma gets 500,000 people every month on our website. That won't happen if net neutrality goes away. Right now, if you have something interesting, you have just as much power to attract eyeballs as Disney does. Your website or your content can be just as fast online as the Disney material. But if they give the rich people and the conglomerates a faster toll road, so to speak, if only rich people can get fast service, if only the rich content can get fast service, and then if you go to the Troma's website, it takes a long time to buffer and slow service, then the independents will die online, and the public will only go to the content of movies like Tom Cruise. That'll be it.